I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh no!
I didn't catch that.
Yo, you collapsed. It wasn't on you, it was on me.
Yeah, it was on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. You just missed it, but Poseidon fell off his chair halfway.
Almost got assassinated.
This is the preferred podcast of dictators, and the man in front of me, comedy legend, dictator enthusiast, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, you're Pantelis, and our friend over there turned off the heat. Yeah. We're saving money.
It's fucking freezing.
This podcast will help you save money.
Yeah, this podcast will help you save money. Or commit a vicious, disgusting crime. There's something that we didn't bring up on another episode because I completely forgot about it, even though I mentioned it. We found something out last week, and Poseidon will give us the details.
Okay. Oh, shit. I better open a beer.
So there's the guy that basically is the owner of...
one of our fans.
Yeah, one of our fans. He has a business. Should I say?
I guess, yeah. It's out there. It's public.
Yeah, it's public. Yeah, you're right. he owns Fairmont Pub Bagels.
Remember the tweets we were getting from him?
Yeah,
he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, he died.
Yeah, he...
What did he die of?
He killed a hooker and then killed himself.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the guy that killed the... Oh, fuck.
Yeah. That's why we don't get those tweets anymore.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I read that story and I was like, fuck, I know a guy from Fairmont. Oh, shit. So he was the guy that he was always aggressive with the prostitutes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
God damn. Do you think he was just a fan of ours because we have a lot of prostitutes that listen?
I think so. I think he was just a hardcore Poseidon enthusiast.
Oh God! This makes it look like I beat up hookers,
I gotta live up to my idol once. How fucked is that? It's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I told him, I go in the beginning, I go, no, this has to be a mistake. I go check out his Twitter account. He's still probably tweeting. And then Poseidon's like, no. Like when this happened, the tweet stopped as well. I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah. When was the last tweet? Do you remember?
September 27th.
Oh yeah, that's definitely it. Yeah.
The way you said that.
Are any of them violent? Because I just saw his tweets about us, and they were always funny and
light. Yeah, they were just about us. Yeah.
No, he never had any violent tweets.
Towards us.
But he did have one that was a little bit alarming. Remember the campaign from Bell?
I will kill a hooker tonight.
The Bell cause for the cause?
Yeah,
he
basically.
He was like, except those hooker bitches.
No. Like, he was like, you know.
I'm okay. Go fuck yourselves. Hashtag Rogers.
Yeah.
Verizon won.
No, but like... he retweeted that, and he's like to show like how important it is. So maybe he had his own issues of.
You think maybe
mental health?
Maybe, huh?
I've always retweeted those.
Yeah,
you think it's because I'm a psychopath?
No,
I retweet those all the time. I've never killed a hooker.
No, but yet. I mean, you might like if you
not that they know of.
No, but like because we can all have like
bad days.
You know what I mean?
Isn't the whole thing about whenever you hear psychopaths killing hookers? They kill hookers because they go, look, no one will look for them. But the way that you get caught is if you kill yourself with the hooker. Then they might figure out it's you.
Yeah.
That's a bad serial killer.
Maybe he just felt bad.
I mean, the only thing that could have been worse is had he panicked and tweeted, like, DM'd us. And be like, you guys help me get rid of this.
Yeah, that would have been terrible, bro.
What would you have done, bro? He's a fan. You would have had to think about it for a minute.
Oh, fuck, bro. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I've never been presented with
you. You would have to ask to what the girl's name is, check her Twitter to see if she ever tweeted out positive shit about us.
What's nuts is that when it came to my attention, and I was like, nah, you're wrong. And then I was like, oh, wait a second. And then I remembered, I was like, oh, what the fuck? What are the odds of that happening? And I was weirded out by it. A little ridiculous. I don't think we're to blame, obviously.
Of course not.
Doing this for years.
Maybe I'm a little bit.
But it's just crazy.
Yeah. Is Fairmount Bagel still open?
Yeah. Delicious business bagel. As usual.
Delicious bagels, yeah.
Like, stop that bagel train, baby. Well, he was just like the owner's son. I think he was a bit out of it, as you can tell.
Yeah.
But apparently he had like a burnout. Like he was working 100 hours a week, apparently.
What?
Yeah. He was working like insane hours.
Yeah, that's why he likes us.
Yeah.
Everybody, I've been getting messages from STM drivers, all kinds of people like that. But I didn't realize listen to us all the time. They have the like AirPods and shit.
But when you're the social media guy of a bagel shop, why are you working 100 hours a week?
No, that's just his father owned, so he would work all those hours.
Okay, yeah. So he actually made bagels.
And he would be.
And he'd social media.
He'd connect with legitimate podcasts.
Yeah, so, okay. So he'd do like everything.
He did everything.
Yeah.
And are the bagels as good? Because the new guy. Maybe it takes a touch of rage to get them.
Nuts. What a world we live in.
Because you know when they shake them, when they throw them in the thing?
Yeah.
You need someone that's angry.
Yeah.
Fucking get all the sesame seeds on.
You think St. Vitor is going to run an ad campaign, like a counter ad campaign to this?
Our guy murdered three hookers and didn't even kill himself. He's a bitch, this guy.
We should get a thing for Fairmount Bagel. Like a sign, hookers, no hooker has been killed in the last, and then it's like 5 days.
That's amazing. I still prefer Fairmount.
Oh, really?
Well, I always preferred their bagels. I thought they were better. Like, this has nothing to do with their bagels or the employees. They're not at fault. This was one guy.
Can I be honest? I could never tell the difference.
I could tell the difference.
Yeah, same.
Really?
Like I can't tell the difference.
Really?
Whenever people are like, Montreal bagels are the best. I've had shitty bagels
everywhere
from a grocery store in Hamilton, and it tasted the same.
It's bread.
Because I toast
it. It's good. It's good.
Because whenever...
If you toast it, you kind of change the... I'm talking about when you just grab them from there in that...
Here's the thing.
When you grab them fresh, you can tell the difference, but I hate fresh bagels.
You like them toasted? I like them a little crunchy, right?
Yeah. Oh. I like them toasted.
My mom, too.
You know what I used to love doing, bro?
Raping and killing hookers.
Raping bagels, bro. The hole is there for a reason. Yeah.
But it's fucking crazy that a bagel place that I loved.
Yeah. And loved you.
Yeah, which is another strange thing, yeah.
How many people does he follow?
Poseidon, you check it out. It'd be funny if it's three. Yeah. Us.
It's just, or four. You, me, Poseidon, and Charles Manson.
Yeah.
The thing I used to love about those fresh bagels is I'd buy like a thing of cream cheese or garlic cream cheese, and then the heat and the freshness they would like melt in your mouth, bro. It was delicious.
Yeah, that's how everyone eats bagels, right?
No, because like they were fresh, but if they weren't fresh, I would cut them and toast them.
Yeah.
So I would break them up, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I think the reason why I'm not a huge fan of fresh bagels is since I grew up in Quebec City, we didn't have good bagels, so I always had them toasted. So when I got to Montreal, everyone was like, you have to taste these bagels. They're fucking amazing. And I was like, I'd rather like toasted bagels.
I mean, look, he follows Martin Perzolo, so I'm going to blame him for this.
Okay.
Richard Zafir, he follows the Montreal Canadiens.
I have really,
the frustration of them losing.
He's following 732 people.
Yeah, bro. Okay. So I'm not taking all the blame for this.
How many people were following him?
Let's see his followers. 188.
Was I following him?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you were following him, yeah.
All right.
Who else? Mike Patterson was following him.
Yeah.
Adib. Kristen Nelson.
That one. That definitely caused it.
Which one?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just the chick I don't like. Okay. Bam. So that's what happened. Sad. Crazy.
Yeah.
It feels like a sketch.
Oh, you know what I found out this week that I thought was funny? I was my wife listens to regular radio, right? So we're in the car listening to regular radio, and then the person says, a new study showed the people that drive electric cars or BMWs are psychopaths.
What?
are more likely to be psychopaths.
Isn't it funny that those are the people that are also most likely to have digital stuff on there, like podcasts?
What do you mean?
Because the electric cars all come set up with all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
At Tesla.
Yeah.
It's all set up for podcasting.
Oh, really?
Also, you I didn't know that. It's just a radio guy that was
talking
angry.
Shit. Yeah, because all the apps are there. When you like, remember when you first got your car, we had a 2 drink minimum.
It was easier. Oh. It's easier to listen to 2 drink minimum in my car than it is to listen to like Shom FM or any shitty local radio station.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But it will make sense now because they hate podcasts, the radio guys. So it will make sense that they would put that out there. I don't think.
But I don't know why they mentioned BMW. They mentioned BMW's Audis. And it was all cars that I've owned. So I took it personally. I was like, those motherfuckers.
Well, the stereotype about BMW drivers is that they never put on their turn signal.
And they're aggressive.
Aggressive, but Audi drivers are apparently more aggressive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're so, like the tail. That's a stereotype with Audi drivers.
So according to terrestrial radio, us and the bagel guy, we basically MK'd altered him. We activated him with a sound. We activated him with a fucking signal. And then he's like, killing hookers activated. And that's what happened to Charles Manson. Apparently he was part of MK Ultra also.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Unabomber.
Yeah, I'd heard that.
And the Unabomber. How come they never get trialed for this? Like, that's crazy that the CIA had people murdered to test shit.
Because they're the government. Nobody who keeps them in check? Nobody.
Are there pictures of Manson, like, young, that he doesn't have the crazy eyes?
For sure. He used to write songs for the Beach Boys.
What's his guy's name again?
Charles
Manson.
Pronounced Manson.
Yeah, he wrote one song for the Beach Boys, right?
Yeah, and he was friends
with them. He lived with Brian Wilson.
Yeah, fucking weird.
Yeah.
Have some fucking hippie come live with me. Get out of here.
Yeah, and plus the Beach Boys, I always thought the Beach Boys were shit, but in the old days, they used to be like really well respected.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, kind of like crazy.
He seems
eyes.
A little creepy, but not as... there he's a little creepy. Oh, go down. Look at that one. Shaved with the hair. Two pictures down.
That one he has normalized. There, normalized. Jesus.
That's normal.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fuck, he's making bagels.
Yeah, he's never...
he's thinking about bagels.
He's got bagel eyes.
It looks like... who's that guy that was Aragorn in Lord of the Rings?
Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah.
Maybe.
This is a Viggo Mortensen-ish face, yeah.
Is this the first time you ever see Charles Manson?
I think so.
I think maybe second or
have
third.
Have you ever heard the name Charles Manson?
Yes, I have multiple times.
Okay.
In your dreams?
No, he was...
go right. He looks like Elias Koteas with the long hair. Look. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
He played Casey Jones in the original Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Greek actor from Lavelle.
That was probably when he was like friends with the Beach Boys. Like, he looks like a... He kind of looks crazy there,
but
too.
He looks like a stoner crazy. He looks like... Oh, no, that is faking it. That's too much. He looks goofy. There he looks like he could be a normal dude.
Yeah.
You can't tell. Yeah, there he's looking a bit more ominous.
Yeah.
Is that him?
I don't know.
Looks like a normal accountant.
Yeah, there he looks normal.
Oh, who's this?
Oh, that's probably fans of his. Did you know about that? Do you know that when he was in...
I heard about that. I think I've heard you guys talk about it.
For years, chicks would send him letters. Yeah. I think one chick got married to him in prison. They would send him nudes. They were in love with him.
Yeah.
I think the women like guys that like that that are in prison, because women always say they like bad boys, but a real bad boy will murder you.
Yeah, like him
if you live with him. But him, since he's in prison, he can't hurt them, so he's just dangerous. But he can't do shit. That's crazy.
It's absurd.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll get you killed.
Because like I told you, right? I had a friend who was he was this comic. He was a gay guy, but no one knew he was gay. He had never told anyone. And he had a sort of a boyfriend in prison. He said it was a pen pal, but it was his pen pal in prison. And when the pen pal got out of prison, the day he got out or the day after, he murdered my friend.
Holy shit.
He murdered him by ramming his face in the wall. Like, that's a shitty way to die.
This is the first day?
Yeah, first or second day.
What?
Plus the cops had come for like, because the neighbors called and they were like, I think there's domestic abuse. They showed up and there was this fucking big monster and my little friend that weighed, like he was a fucking alt comic that weighed like 114 pounds. And my friend told the cops to leave. He was like, no, it's okay. We were just arguing. It's okay. Everything's okay now. And then the cops left and then the guy killed him after.
I mean, we got to ask the important question. How annoying was your friend?
He was super nice. He was actually super nice. Yeah.
Fuck, bro.
He was a weirdo, though. He was a fucking weirdo.
So do you think the guy was just so crazy he would have killed anyone? Or do you think your friend got on his nerves?
I think what happened, like, since my friend, no one knew he was gay until he died. maybe even his prison lover didn't know he was gay. So maybe he was just like a pen pal. So he was like, hey, man, when you get out of prison, come stay at my house. And then the guy shows up. And then my little friend is like, hey, man, you're pretty. And the guy just lost his shit. Like, if you've been in jail for 9 years, you don't want to fuck another dude getting out of jail. Like, you're like, fuck, I had to fuck dudes when I was in jail. Now can we go out and meet girls?
And then your friend's like, no, I don't like girls. Yeah. He's like, all right, this ends here. That's crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of murder. A lot of murder in our ranks.
Yeah.
I feel terrible that that happened to that girl because we even talked about it in my French cast that came out. Or it might be on Patreon now. I don't know if it came out publicly yet. But so it's fucking weird to think how close we were in the sense that this was a guy who was listening to us.
And plus, all of these fucking weirdos that murder prostitutes. This is the only woman that is willing to be with you. You should be super nice to her. If you're a fucking awkward weirdo that women hate, this is the only woman you're ever going to meet that fucking treats you like a human being. So be respectful. Be nice. Be nice. Be respectful. Quit being a dick.
But according to Poseidon, he had a history of doing this.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He had a history of doing this. It wasn't the first time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but not according to me. She told us on the French cast.
Oh, well, whatever. Somebody told us that he had a history of breaking.
Did Sasha ever meet him? Or
no, but he had a bad name in the industry.
They talked about him?
Yeah, so nobody would go there. And apparently this girl, she was new. She didn't know. She was from Quebec City.
She was from Quebec City, right? Yeah. All of those fucking creepy psychopaths go after chicks from Quebec City.
But how do they know where they're from?
I don't know.
This is the thing that confuses me. Yeah. How do you know where?
They get a girl from Quebec City
always.
Living with their parents.
Living with their parents.
Brings them over. Hey,
sometimes they travel often back and forth to make the girl comfortable.
Yeah, turn the heat off to save a bit of money.
To save a bit of money. And then one day blaming the girl for it being too cold in there.
Yeah.
And then when she tries to explain, no, it's because you turned the heat off, murders her. It's crazy out there.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, we didn't bring you in this conversation.
Oh, okay.
Why does it apply to you?
Yeah, so you said before we went on the air, you're going to Quebec City for the weekend to see the future victim. And,
oh, my God.
allegedly. But you said, I was like, are you leaving from here to go to Quebec City? And you said, no, I have to go home to turn the heat off.
Yeah.
So you're going to turn the heat off the whole weekend? Or even we're going after.
No. He's back
on
Sunday
on the North Shore. So
I'm back Sunday, but I'm still gonna keep it off because the next day I'm gone anyway. So I'm just.
So you're gonna turn off the heat for 19 days, but you didn't turn it off today because you didn't want your computer to get cold.
No, because I forgot. I got out of the apartment in a rush.
I have a question though. When you come back for that one day, you don't want to live like a normal person. You want to be homeless. You're going to keep the heat off for that one day. Why don't you turn the heat on that one day, live comfortably, and then turn it back off?
Are you going to wear like 9 jackets like a homeless man?
Well, no. Here's what's nice about my building. In my building, because I'm on like the 5th floor.
Nobody can hear the screams.
No, the other apartments,
they
heat me up also.
Yeah.
So
they're like a warm blanket.
Yeah, so I get some heat. So even in like minus 20 degree weather, my apartment is still 15 degrees. So I'm good.
Which is comfortable if you're a homeless person
or a reptile.
No, but also
15 degrees is cold.
No, but also
that's even too cold for like wine.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like red wine is that's fucking like 15 is super cold.
Well, I don't feel it.
I think my fridge is like 5 degrees.
That's why you need so many blankets, because you do feel it.
No, like my toes feel it a bit.
What's the temperature in like Celsius in a fridge? It's 5 degrees, right?
I think it's
five or six.
Oh, really it is?
Yeah, because zero is freezing.
Yeah.
So it's above zero, so it's probably like 3 or 5.
Maybe 7, depending on what you keep.
So you're like an old fridge. Like an old fridge. It's kind of broken, but still.
You're an old refrigerator.
Yeah. No, I'm comfortable. Just my toes. Sometimes I got to wear socks, but that's about it.
I got frostbite, but I saved $3.
The good thing is you're not going to feel your toes after a couple of winters like that.
Mm.
No, last winter, I think I went like, I only turned it on in like end of January. I was good.
That's amazing.
Man.
But you wear like 9.
No.
You keep your jacket on inside.
I'm in my boxers.
I mean, I'm on the 10th floor, and you're right, though. A lot of times I don't have to turn on the heat.
No. And another thing that I do, if it really...
But it gets warmer than 15 degrees.
Oh, it's always in the 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I keep my place in around 20, 21.
Yeah. Well, maybe yours is better insulated because it's a newer building. Mine isn't. But another thing that I do is if I really don't want to turn the heat on is...
To your neighbor's house?
No, no. I'll really let the hot water run.
What do you need? I just want to hang out a bit, talk about stuff.
So you let...
You what kind of bagels you like?
You let the hot water run?
No, no. Hold on. Hold on. Because I don't pay for the hot water.
Okay. Oh, but you pay for heating. So yeah. You heat your house with
I pay
hot
for electricity,
water.
But not the
so
hot water.
He just keeps the hot water going, and then the steam heats up the house.
Yeah.
This man is a bit of a genius. God damn it. A bit of a genius.
No, so what I'll do, like, look. I'll let it run. Like, I'll leave the bathtub run for, like, about 30 minutes.
Have you ever thought of, like, cooking stuff in your bathtub?
No,
just
no,
using
not
the hot
that
water?
Not that far.
Around the like, not the neighborhood, but around his building, they call him Steamy Pee.
That's like what I'll do is I'll let it run for like half an hour, the hottest water, and then I'll shut the door, bro. So then all the steam stays inside,
And you stay in your bathroom.
No. I'll do whatever stuff.
He
in my
lives
apartment.
In a sauna.
And then like about 30 minutes after, I'll go. I'll open the door, shut the water. All the steam just comes out, warms up the whole apartment.
Steamy.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, you remember South Park, Timmy? He's steamy.
God damn.
Yeah,
and that's not comfortable. Like, heat from steam isn't comfortable.
It's very comfortable. Well,
you're going to get mold on your fucking walls by doing that.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Oh, I don't think about
it. It's not his walls. Yeah. He's renting.
He's renting the walls.
Yeah, someone else's walls are going to be moldy.
Yeah, life hack.
Yeah, life hack. He just steams the house up. You ever, like, you know, people steam press their shirts? He's like, you fucking dumbasses. I'm steam pressing my apartment. Yeah. He's like Kramer.
Yeah. is your furniture always a little damp?
There's some dampness in his house, but it's just the price you pay for having steam.
My apartment, my bedroom, yes.
Because it's closer.
Yeah, my living room, no.
Okay. So your bedroom, your bed wasn't a water bed, but now it is.
It's not that damp, but it's pretty damp in there.
Okay.
No, not that damp. Like, after, like, in the beginning, like, once I do that, yeah.
So, like, when you bring a girl, like, the first time your girlfriend came over,
did she
was she like,
ugh?
No.
And you're
no.
like, it's not pee. It's just, I'm very cheap.
No.
Yeah. Why is it so damp in here? I love savings.
So, you don't even have to wash your sheets. Like, you can just throw detergent on them and mix them up.
No, not the steam. Another thing that I do. Is the new couch I got is very comfortable, and I noticed if I just sleep on the couch,
if I just drag the couch into the bathroom, then turn the steam on, I sleep comfortably.
So if you sleep on the couch,
but because I'm lazy to change the sheets, so like once every 2 weeks, and I have to clean them, it's a pain in the ass.
So he just doesn't.
So you sleep your dirty body on the couch.
Yeah, so he doesn't have to change the sheets. The sheets are clean because he doesn't actually sleep in them.
I'll sleep like once or twice a week in my bed.
It's a life hack. He's one level away from being like. I don't need to pay for an apartment if I don't have a place to live. Life hack. Everybody loves camping. I'm permanently camping. That's his life hack.
I like the guy from Parks and Rec where he lived in that tent for a while.
Yeah, he's a level away. If he was single, he'd be in a tent.
Yeah.
He would have no use for the house.
Probably.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Do you see yourself one day living in your car year round?
No, absolutely not.
What if it was an SUV?
No. Never.
But
I need my apartment.
Okay, yeah, his computer's got a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
But the steam thing is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's actually a fucking insane life hack that only Poseidon would think of. I'm steaming.
It's a
life
hack that doesn't even work.
Yeah.
No, it
for most people will cost you more money.
You think this, but one day when you go to his house and he serves up delicious steamy hot dogs.
You know we're
organic.
You know what we're gonna find out like in a month is that he doesn't have hot water included.
Bro, the bill is so fucking high.
I don't get it. I fucking screwed the system,
and they
costing me $900 a month.
Or what happens? Somebody had told me, bro, you can't keep doing that. Your bathtub is gonna fall into the next floor because of all the mold and everything. It's all like,
maybe, but keep the mold. In the bathroom. So keep the doors closed as much as you can and then open them to get that hot air out for a bit.
Yeah.
But keep the doors closed in the steam as much as you can.
Also, want to, like, quick disclaimer, I don't do this, like, all the time.
I'll do it just in the winter.
Just in the winter.
Like, I'll do it, like,
from
maybe...
From maximum October to maybe April.
No, like, I'll do it 2-3 times in the winter.
You already started doing it now, and the winter barely started.
I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
I haven't done the steamy thing yet.
It's coming. Wait till Sunday when he comes back and it's freezing. Bro, that bitch is steaming. When he walks in, he's like, oh, this is a bad idea.
Well, because hydro's expensive, bro.
I guess.
But if all your neighbors are heating you, it's not that expensive.
Well, $200 a month?
$200 a month? That's absurd.
No, sorry. Lie. $100 a month.
$100 a month, but that's including lights. That's for everything.
Lights, electricity, heat.
And by doing your little life hack, it goes down, instead of being $100 a month, it goes down to like 90.
No, it goes down to like 50.
There's no way, dude.
I swear to God.
You're not saying $50 a month by
bro, not in the winter. I think you're calculating the summer months and you're trying to apply it to the winter months.
Bro, in the summer, I pay about $35 a month.
That's normal.
You should pay the exact same price winter as summer.
Yeah.
Since you don't heat, though.
Yeah. Why are you paying more in the winter? It doesn't make sense.
Well, because I do turn on my heating. Just not, like, I'll turn it on and then, like, I'll...
$75 more per month? You might be paying for hot water.
65.
Yeah, you might be paying
for I think you're paying for hot water.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
That's the main action you're adding to your...
It's not the main. I'll do it from time to time. But like now the
Has anyone ever told you that the hot water was included or you just assumed?
No, it's in my lease.
Okay.
But like the heating...
And was it something that they put in there or you wrote it in?
No, they... they put it in. Okay. No, but like the heating has been running for like... since November 28th now.
The heat, your hot water's been
running since
November 28th? God damn.
No, since the
he
electricity.
He just leaves the tub overflows.
And is it like a tankless water system so you can run hot water forever?
Oh, yeah, because it's a building, so I can run it for. But I don't do that. Yeah. I'll do it like the 3-4 times during winter.
But sometimes buildings like hotels will have like, there's still tanks. So has it ever happened that you... use the hot water for everyone in the building.
That would be the best scenario ever.
So
you wouldn't
have to take a cold shower.
I don't know why I'm taking a cold shower. I don't know why they're complaining. It's so steamy up in this bitch. It's amazing.
But like the heating has been running in my apartment since November 28th. Yeah.
I don't know anyone that knows when they turn the.
I don't know.
This is cheapskate problems, bro. Cheapskate problems.
I love them. I love them for this. You said you had an interesting story that you didn't want to spoil for me that you wanted to bring on the show.
Yes. Well, there's the first one that you sent me.
Yeah.
Is this fucked up?
It's just weird.
It's not murder, suicide.
No.
Montreal area teacher says his rap video got him suspended.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah. So he played a rap video. He's with his girlfriend in the rap video, and they're in bathing suits, and he's rapping about life, that life is good and everything.
And the
positive stuff.
When you listen, like the song is positive, but he says he got suspended because his bosses are racist. But the video is his girlfriend in a fucking like a G-string.
Yeah.
And you see her big ass, and he's like, if I look like Justin Bieber... this wouldn't have happened to me. But it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with your fucking girlfriend.
Well, if he looked like Justin Bieber, he would not be a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But he's saying also that...
And the fucking... it was on CTV and the reporter's like... and the video was just him with his girlfriend in a swimming pool and eating. But it's just...
Well, I don't think it should affect his job, even if her ass is out, because it's not about the curriculum.
Here's the thing.
No, but he showed his 12-year-old students.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
I didn't know that.
So it doesn't, like...
Oh, yeah, what are you talking? You're just showing your students' ass.
Yeah, you're showing 12-year-old boys a hot, fat, white ass.
Oh, okay. So, it has nothing to do with racism. The guy's an idiot.
The guy's a fucking dummy. And that's what I hate about... this is a teacher. So this is the judgment that a teacher has.
Terrible judgment. Teachers never did that.
Yeah.
There was teachers that were hot enough to show me that ass. They never did. Never did.
You figure, like, if I was a teacher and I had a little rap career, and kids would be like, I want to hear what you do.
I'd keep it a secret.
I'd be like, okay, if it was only on YouTube, I'd play it on YouTube, but I wouldn't show the video.
I wouldn't play at all. I wouldn't let them know that I'm rapping. They're kids. They don't need to know about my extracurriculars.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of these low-budget rappers, though, want to, like, brag.
Yeah, but and he said it was trying to inspire them.
Yeah. How are you inspiring them? You're such a shitty rapper that you have a day job. How is that inspiring someone?
Yo, one day, you can make it. One day, you can be a rapper part-time while you go to school and educate these kids. One day.
But
and yeah, plus in the video, too, like the reporter goes, this was filmed at his mother-in-law's house.
Oh, no.
So you're fucking, you're trying to be like, look, I'm going to inspire you. One day you can be a rapper that can't afford to pay rent just by rapping. So he has to teach. But even then, he can't afford a pool. But still, inspiring.
And he's like, I want you all to know that I made it to my mother-in-law's house. That's fucking stupid. But I hate when people right away play the, oh, it's because they're racist. Because I believed it. I thought they were being racist.
Yeah. And there is racism. Yeah. Like, there are a lot of racist
people. But he's ruining it.
But this isn't racism.
No.
Yeah, this is stupidity.
This is bad judgment.
Like, when you see a little black kid getting beaten up by the cops, you're like, okay, that's racism. That is fucking legit racism.
Racism in action. I see it.
Yeah. I had a friend. I don't know if I told you this, but once I had a friend who's he's an Arab, and he was telling me how they were super racist at a hotel in Sherbrooke, and I was like, why? He goes, I went to my key card wouldn't work, and then I went to the front desk, told the guy my key card doesn't work, and then he came up with me, and then I was tapping my key card on the door, and then he told me, are you sure it's a key card? And he was like saying that Arab people don't know how to fucking use cards. And then he took the card and slid it in. So it wasn't a card that you tap. It was a card you slide in. I was like, but that's not racist. That's just you being fucking drunk and stupid.
Yeah.
And the guy went up and he just made a comment like anyone would make. I don't think the key card's a problem.
Yeah. I think you're
too drunk. And then he was like, no, it's racism.
That's absurd. Yeah. If the guy said, hey, listen, Mahmoud.
This
is how it's done in the first world. Yes. Fucking sand dweller. Then I'd be like, Jesus Christ, well, that was unnecessary.
Yeah.
But that would have been funny, though. Listen, Mahmoud.
I'm going to start doing that. You know how a lot of French people in Quebec always talk about Quebec bashing?
Yeah.
As soon as I go anywhere, I'll just do stupid shit. And if someone tells me, I'll be like, Quebec bashing. It's because I'm French.
I'm not saying anything. Yeah. I'm Greek. Yeah. Is that why?
Is that why? Like,
no, sir. It's because you're not wearing any pants. Oh, so the Greek guy can't walk around the restaurant without pants.
I'm filming a video. I'm trying to inspire these patrons.
Yeah. Look at that ass. It's jiggling.
But no, I get why the school suspended him.
If we don't inspire these kids, they're all going to be heating their apartments with the steam from their bathtub.
You should maybe, is that the only reason you heat your apartment with steam? Is you're trying to inspire the children in your building to not become you? Do you think the parents, when they walk, they go, look, see that steamy window?
You don't want to be that.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. It'd be funny if every time he opens his door, he thinks like a music video. Whoosh, it's all steamy and smoky everywhere. He goes to this guy's like, sup? Yo, that apartment? Shit, you ain't know. It's a whole smoke show in there. Or not.
Whenever you open your door to leave your apartment, people think you're traveling from the past or the future.
Like, you're a time traveler.
Apartment 5B is a time machine. Do you ever leave it on so long that you get like all wrinkly? Like your fingers get wrinkly?
No. Never.
Leave, you're like Benjamin Button.
I'd love to come see you and you're in a bath towel just smoking. What are you doing? Staying fucking hot. Why? What's up? Staying room temp.
This will probably cause asthma. Like, you'll get water on your
lungs. It might clear
eventually.
His lungs, because when he was young, he had mold in his lungs.
Well, here's the thing. When I do
did
that...
Did you have mold
Well, the apartment I lived in had, like, terrible mold. It was a basement.
Was this a heating solution?
No. This was...
It was this whole steam, innovative steam heating solution.
No. What happened was my mother and my father divorced. And he just, well, actually, what
I like that. That technically has nothing to do directly with the mold. It's indirectly. But it's funny. He'd be like, listen, My father and mother got a divorce, and then the walls, they were moldy. You know how that goes.
So, okay, so I'll start from off the top. My father refused to work.
You don't have to start off the top. You don't get it. You're overdoing it. The reason it was moldy is because the apartment they stayed in, it was downstairs,
yeah,
and it was all fucked up, the plumbing and the piping, and that's what caused it.
Okay.
But he's going to say, well, one day, Benjamin Moore, who originally bought the building, just like, no, that doesn't matter. None of that shit matters.
So your father refused to work, and that made it that
we had to downgrade to this basement apartment.
Okay.
And then he left. And because
his father had the same kind of mentality he does about the heat. He's like, why would I work? I could just steal money. Yeah. I could print money. What am I going to work like a sucker?
And he was like, you know, if you really want to save on heating, you go underground. You go to a basement. That way you're closer to the center of the earth. And you get all the molten lava.
Are you sure about this? Listen, I've heard many successful artists nowadays from Seattle. They all say they're from the underground. What do you think they mean? Because they're saving. There's savings in the underground. Kurt Cobain, had he stayed in the underground, would not have killed himself. He killed himself because he saw his electric bill. As soon as he came up from the underground.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so the
so you got mold because your father abandoned you.
Oh, guys. No, the apartment already had mold. Okay. No, but I'm just saying where my asthma originated from.
Okay.
You got mold because your father abandoned you guys.
So it had mold, so we all developed asthma.
Okay. Everyone?
Yeah.
Jesus. My
brother, me, my brothers, my mother.
That's a heritage he left.
Well, yeah.
He was like, look, some people leave stuff in their will. I'm giving it to you now.
No, but it was so moldy, okay, that the bed frame we had brought from the other apartment, it got so moldy, it destroyed the bed frame, and then we had to sleep on the floor because we couldn't afford another bed frame.
It's very bad.
Wasn't the floor as moldy, though?
But I
got no choice. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Dig.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
Fuck. And it doesn't take long for shit to get moldy.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. So my brother and my middle brother were sleeping on the floor, and my youngest
brother. Your
brother
and your middle brother?
Well, my first brother, like the middle child, sorry.
Okay. The third one, we don't even consider.
Well, the third one was a toddler, so because my mother couldn't afford a crib. She
couldn't afford a 7-year-old, so she had a 3-year-old.
No.
My mother couldn't afford a 7-year-old.
She wanted.
So she had a 7-year-old. She had to downgrade to a 3-year-old.
Traded him in.
No.
Got a nice Sri Lankan
My
one.
Dad left. I was 28. They were in their early 20s. He left. I was 4. They were 3.
Like, she couldn't afford a crib. She had bought. Someone had given her a. Because of the mold, they had given her 2 single beds. They were steel framed.
Because of the mold.
Okay.
Yeah. So it won't get moldy.
Mattress? Okay. But how about the mattress? The mattress get moldy?
I don't know, but I mean, you could still use the mattress.
Yeah.
Like it won't, like the wood, like it was falling apart, the wood.
Okay.
Yeah. You know? So my mother would like put like pillows around them and shit so it doesn't fall when I was a toddler.
God damn, that's a shitty life.
You know what I heard about?
I mean, there's worse.
You know what I heard about Jerry Springer? You know Jerry Springer? Do you remember Jerry Springer?
Yeah, wasn't he the guy with the glasses?
That narrows it down.
Yeah. He was a guy with the. It was always crazy guests from trailer parks
on his show,
and it was all kind of fake, but it was very entertaining.
Oh yeah, I know this guy. I know this guy.
A new documentary I was watching apparently it wasn't fake. They were just really figure out who they're going to bring.
Okay,
and they appreciate it. They're not trashy guests. They're just very emotional. So he was, I think, a mayor.
Oh, and you're going to talk about how he lost his job?
Yeah, you know how he lost his job?
So stupid.
Much like you, was a big, big fan of...
Of the who?
Ladies of the Evening.
No.
Yeah, that's fine, though, right?
Yo, this guy's my guy.
And how do you not get caught by in the 70s having sex with prostitutes?
Yeah, for example, let's say you right now. How do you not get caught? If you go... Give me the point A to Z. How do you not get caught?
Well, in the 70s, it would be...
No, right now. Even right now.
Right now?
Even right now. How do you not get caught? Simple stuff.
Just don't talk about it.
Okay, that's number one, right? That's good. That's
and
good.
How do you pay?
How do you pay them?
Cash.
Right.
Exactly.
So he wrote a check.
While he was mayor. What a dummy.
And the check was from, not even from like his personal account. It was from his mayoral stuff.
Oh, no.
So when they cycle through, they're like, who the fuck is Mercedes Aqua Velva? And then they looked. It was a, and they said it was a known prostitute. Fucking
yeah.
genius.
Yeah, and it was a pretty big city. It was Cincinnati.
Yeah.
God
like,
damn.
Like, Cincinnati is not some little shithole town.
Oh, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Why? When I heard that, I had to pause. It baffled me.
Yeah.
Like, bro, come on. You can't be this fucking stupid. Yeah. It bothers me.
Yeah.
It bothers me. It's like, let's say you were married, you got caught, like she followed you, something. Okay. I would understand that you got
story.
Caught. Yeah, someone.
Plus, when you're mayor.
But like a fucking check.
if you're mayor of Cincinnati.
Everyone knows you.
You should pay cash and only bang whores from Cleveland. Like,
yeah.
find a town that's like an hour away.
Foreigners.
Don't fucking. Why? Like, you're the mayor. Of course they're going to. Even if you pay cash, they're going to try to blackmail you.
But imagine the check has your name on it and it's your campaign.
Yeah, and the name of the city.
Yeah.
So funny. Fucking idiot. An idiot.
I found that out and it made me laugh.
He's very lucky, though. Imagine you go from, like, when he fucking lost his career as a mayor. He was like, my life is ruined. And then after he went on to, like, he had more viewers than Oprah for a while.
So I know what you're saying.
Shit.
Yeah, get what you guys are saying. We produce a show here in Quebec where it's Denis Coderre. And he has all these Quebec trashy people go on and fight.
Oh.
It's worked before, man. We're just using the same formula.
But in French.
He might accept too because all he does now is he box and cry.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'll be good. Yeah.
He boxes and cries.
Yeah, he's always he looks like a type of man that cries a lot.
Very emotional.
Yeah. Like he cries in a box or
no?
Like?
I think no,
that might be funny.
Like boxing, not actual
boxing. Okay.
No, like boxing, like punching.
Okay.
That's how he lost weight, and then he got chubby again.
Best way to lose weight.
Yeah,
boxing.
Yeah, and it's fun.
That's how I lost weight the first time.
Get to hit things.
Yeah.
You have to fucking
blow off some steam.
Oh, some people
blow off steam. Yeah,
some people have it made, bro. They're fucking boxing in the day, eating bagels at night. Nothing could go wrong.
Yeah.
I'm never going to live this down. It's so weird.
The steam thing?
No, the steam thing, I don't mind. The murder rape thing is the murder suicide thing is fucked up.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I almost murder suicided someone on the way here. I was I had to go to I live on the South Shore. I had to go to Laval.
I told you I should have picked you up. You
which
see
is
now?
Like three towns over, or whatever. Yeah. And I got an Uber driver.
Smart.
And I couldn't get. There was no Uber available, so I got the Uber whatever large or the
XL.
XL.
But not the XL, the sort of classy one.
Oh, Uber Select, if I'm...
Yeah, so it's supposed to be like a Lexus, Mercedes, whatever. And then I see it's a...
Civic.
No, it's a Mitsubishi.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, that's not really... But it says there's going to be more legroom. I get in, and my head... Like, I'm not a big dude. I'm 5'9", and my head was on the... Like touching the ceiling, so I was like, "What? This is weird."
Yeah.
But I'm like, "Okay, who cares?" I just wanted a ride. So, but the guy, he was driving on the highway and he didn't understand like his GPS. Like he had to put his glasses on every time. So he'd put his glasses on and look at the GPS. So the first time he misses the exit, and I tell the guy, I go, "Hey, you missed the exit," and then he stops his car and he goes, "What?"
On the highway.
No. I'm like, move. We're going to fucking die. We're going to die. And then he goes, okay, I'll turn around here. And then he turns around and then he starts driving and he sees like the exit he missed. But there are like fucking, there's sort of a crater and there's no road to get there. So he stops his car again. I'm like, why are you, quit stopping your car in the fucking highway.
That's absurd.
I was like, look, I'll show you where to go. So we drove back kind of to my house, did a U-turn.
Oh my
and then
God.
We get on the highway and then I'm like, okay, from here, I think you'll be good. All we got to do.
Straight line mostly.
It's like one straight line and then you got to take an exit, but it's easy to find. So we're driving, and then for the exit for the tunnel, I'm reading an email, and I feel his brake again. And he goes, my GPS says 300 meters, but it looks like it's 500 meters. And I'm like,
are you fucking stupid?
I'm like, who cares? Just quit stopping the fucking car.
I would have killed the man.
Just, yeah. And then, like, after that, he was, whenever there was a, he'd always be in lanes where there was an arrow, and I was like, you know that the arrow means you have to get out here, right? So you switch lanes. What?
Oh, yeah. My. What is
fucking
he, Asian?
Asshole. No, he was a Arab guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
This is
Mitsubishi,
first time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Plus, Like, I asked him, I was like, is this your first day? Because it's the second time I get a Uber driver that's fucking horrible. And at first, I'm like the first time I try to be cool, but then after a while, I'm like, you motherfucker. And I was looking at him and he was little and my head was, and I was like, I just want to punch him in the back of the head and just fucking leave.
I would love to send you a bagel shop employee, but he's not around anymore.
That's but crazy. Yeah, but the guy has been doing this for a year and a half, and he has a 4.92 Uber rating.
That's impossible.
Which is a really good rating.
Yeah, that's impossible.
So I was like, fuck that guy.
And this plus, is Mike. Yeah. I'm going to bring that down right now.
Fuck, I had 4.89 when I worked Uber.
Yeah, this guy. That means this guy's better than you.
Yeah, this guy's way better
That's
than
impossible,
you.
Bro. I used to get people on time and even earlier at their destination.
Yeah, but they used to show up scared for their life.
Didn't
that's true.
You one time, though, get in a fight with a person in the back?
No. This guy, that was a lady. She kept trying to pull scams.
Oh, you hit a lady.
No.
She kept trying to pull scams.
Yeah, with the app and shit, so I could get less money.
What?
So then,
how?
Something, because it was there was a surge, but then she kept calling, and I was the only Uber nearby, and she kept canceling until the surge fell down. So I kept, I accepted once. She canceled. I was like, that's weird. She canceled. She got a second call. I was like, okay, maybe a bug in the system. I accept. She cancels a second time.
That bitch.
And I realized.
Has a punch coming.
And I realized, I was like, what the fuck? Oh, she's pulling a scam. She doesn't want to pay the surge.
But wait, if she doesn't want to pay the surge.
That isn't a scam.
That's
though.
Not a scam. Why doesn't she wait till the surge is over? Why is she?
Because she was in a hurry. She was late for work.
Trying to do,
but if she keeps pressing on you while the surge is up, of course, that's the price.
No, but then she would cancel.
But why would she press in the first place if she didn't want to pay that?
Yeah. I don't know, because she's retarded.
Yeah. Oh, I hate
this
fucking idiot.
But she's a stupid bitch, but it's not a scam.
It's not a scam. She's just
it's
dumb.
It's just a dumb bitch.
Well, yeah, scam. I say scam, but like she's trying to fuck over the system to not pay three times the price, basically.
She's not fucking over anything.
She is not heating her apartment with a heater. She's turning the hot water on.
Yeah.
There you do.
Yeah, should, basically.
You're fucking scam. Yeah. I thought game recognizes game.
Mm. Yeah, she totally gamed you.
Yeah, she did.
But then what happened? Finally, she accepts it?
And then finally, the third time, I'm like, I couldn't get any other trip. I kept getting her fucking trip. I wouldn't get anybody else's. Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, I need a fucking trip. So I accept it. And then
what happens? When you accept, as soon as you start going, she cancels.
Did you only accept it because you were getting cold in the car and you thought someone breathing on your neck
would heat up the car?
Heat up the car.
You're like, baby Jesus. The breath of animals.
Yeah. What happened finally? I'm trying to remember. Finally, like I wouldn't get any other suggestions. Like I eventually after like the third time, like I kept declining. But then because there was mad traffic, I was on the 720. Request only her.
Fuck.
Only her. And then I think
it was meant to be.
When she got in the car, she was upset that I wouldn't accept the call. But I'm like, you keep canceling. Why would I accept your call? It's like, oh, because I don't want to pay the surge price. I go, that's not my problem.
You keep canceling, you dumb bitch.
You keep canceling. Yeah. You keep canceling. And if you're late, that's not my issue. Like, you pay three times the price or you shut the fuck up or you wait. And then I got so angry. And then she gave me like a 1-star.
Oh, fuck.
And then like I got mad. I contested it to Uber. And then I explained to them what happened. And then they saw from the history. And they're like, no, you're right. So they canceled the 1-star. And then I gave her 1-star.
Good bitch.
Yeah. As a client. And there was that other time, the guy, he wanted me to speed.
But then he got scared.
But then I go, are you sure? He's like, yeah, go ahead. And then I started weaving in and out of traffic in the tunnel, and he almost shat himself.
Almost.
Yeah.
How do you know it was just almost?
Because it smelled.
Oh, but it, no. No, but like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not hypothetical, but like it's like you use a, like he shat him like he got, like he was terrified.
It's a figure of speech.
Yeah, figure of speech. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, he was terrified.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like how I'm almost a gay. The figure of speech.
Yeah.
I don't love these guys. Just date them. You said you had a fucked up story about a bomb.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of gay.
This is gay. Okay.
I mean, I'm going to tell you.
I don't mind. I'm just curious about what the story is.
Bomb squad called to Gloucester.
Fucking gay. It's so far, it's super gay.
Called to Gloucestershire Royal Hospital.
Guy? Who's that guy?
After man, it's a town. After man gets World War II mortar stuck up his bottom.
Hold on. The mortar?
Yeah.
Like the thing that you put on the floor and it, like the artillery.
That guy's gay for Hitler.
Like, you know that thing that's like this long and like this thick?
But wait, the shell was up his ass? Like someone fired a rocket into his anus?
No,
or the actual...
He shoved
Did
it up his ass.
Did he get hit by enemy fire and now we're calling him
No, gay? No, this is a World War II mortar.
Veteran.
Was he a veteran?
No. Okay. I don't know. I think he is.
Support the troops, bro.
This was a mortar from World War II, and he got a suck up his ass, and he went to the hospital, but the hospital called the bomb squad on him.
I have a question. Okay.
Oh, so did a dog come have to snip his ass?
So that means that it's not what you said. It's not the thing that he was holding. It's the actual rocket, the thing that jumps out of the mortar.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it could have blown up at any time.
Exactly.
So did they fire it into his ass? How did he get there?
Oh, he shoved it up his ass.
Now that's dangerous.
You know how I know he shoved it up his ass? Hold on.
I support gay rights, but within reason, that's just dangerous.
You know what this guy, I think, was doing? He was like, I miss the old days when AIDS could have killed me. There's no more danger anymore. I need to find something with the excitement of 80s AIDS.
And then his friend's like, I got you. Oh, shit on this mortar while I fucking launch it up your ass.
So listen. The bomb squad was called to Gloucestershire Royal Hospital on Thursday, December 2nd, after a patient was admitted with a mortar shell stuck in his rectum.
Yeah, it is a mortar shell, yeah.
Troops from 11 Explosive Ordnance Disposal Regiment rushed to the Gloucester Hospital after being notified by police that
from 11? Jesus, how many fucking troops does it take to get a...
Oh, no, I think that's just like the name of the regiment, like 11th Regiment. The name is...
Oh, 11th Regiment.
Yeah, it's 11th. Like the 11th Regiment. Oh, okay, because
you said
nine.
From 11 regiments.
No, from 11 Explosive Ordnance Disposal Regiment.
Okay, yeah.
So that's that's the 11th Regiment of that. Okay. Yeah. So
that's the anal squad.
that a patient has presented with ammunition in his rectum.
I wonder if they'd get this in their military training. Like, if they're like, why are we learning this? When are we going to get to use this information?
So you guys need to know that right now we have this don't ask, don't tell policy. It's going to be a lot of gay guys in the military. Yeah. What do we care? Let me tell you.
Okay. You're not going to want to ask, but you are going to want to tell.
Hold on, guys. It gets better. It gets better. The man was a military enthusiast who found the shell.
He's doing the wording for this podcast.
Who found the shell while clearing out, but somehow...
Clearing out his rectum.
But what was he clearing out?
Cleaning, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Clearing out, but somehow tripped and fell onto the 57-millimeter piece of army ordnance that landed him in the hospital.
Wait. So he tripped and fell naked?
I guess.
So I understand. You tripped, you fell, and it was a freak accident. It went
I was all lubed up.
Yeah, it was all lube here. Yeah, it's just you always got to be lubed up just in case something happens. I'm just always prepared. But what about, did it go through your pants? Wasn't wearing any pants. Seems a little suspicious, no? Yeah, suspicious. How was it just there? Rightfully, it was just sized properly and looked good.
So yeah, so this is a considered a anti-tank round, my friends.
God damn, that guy fucking...
That guy's courageous.
No respect for his asshole.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I still don't think he's gay.
How big is it? How like
it's
it 50, must be.
57 millimeters in diameter and 170 millimeters in length.
Oh, so that's not that big.
Yeah, he was just experimenting with ammo.
How long was it?
This was his excuse, 170 millimeters.
I want to hear his excuse.
So that's only like 7 inches.
About, yeah.
Yeah, six.
It's becoming a little bit gay, but go on. Let's hear his excuse.
A little more than six.
Yeah.
His excuse is, he said he put it on the floor, then he slipped and fell on it, and it went up his ass.
What about the pants?
This is the
I love the way he described it. Yeah. He's like, this is the medical examiner that said this. He slipped and it and it went up his ass. Is that the medical term?
That's what that's the shell in question.
Bomb squad called to Gloucester Royal Hospital following explosive foreign object.
Yeah, that's...
Oh. Do you think they're putting their fingers in their ears because they don't want to hear gay sex? Dudes are fucking...
Hold on, I want them to show the shell.
Maybe this is all an elaborate attempt.
I love how they're showing like soldiers on the beach.
Has nothing to do with this. But I just figured something out. They're playing 4D chess. You know what just happened?
What?
This is a way to deter Islamic terrorists from using that stuff in the Middle East because they all have mortars. Now they're like, Do you use mortar, bro? That's gay.
Wallah, you are gay.
Wallah, mortar.
Wallah,
you are mortar. We don't play that shit here. No more mortar. So what are we going to do? Yell aggressively. Yell aggressively. It's way safer.
So yeah, that's the mortar in question,
God
bro.
God damn.
It looks kind of brutal.
That's a big...
That's a big fucking thing, bro.
It might be really close up, but that's... Like, Jesus Christ, don't they have fucking, like, sex shops in Gloucester?
Also, how horned up do you get while cleaning up a military surplus thing?
That's kind of suspicious.
But it's probably, like, some guy that was like, picturing all soldiers. But just fucking rent Saving Private Ryan, get a dildo.
And have your way with fucking, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Or actually get a dildo with, like, a handle. Or something to make sure you don't lose it.
So he lost it up his ass.
Yeah, he lost it up his
ass. He lost it. It was so stuck. Because it seemed too big to lose up your ass. Hold on. That big shell.
You'd be fucking
surprised,
bro. I
don't know how the fuck he got up in there. Yeah. If anything, he should be getting an award. That's impressive.
If I got something stuck up my ass, I would rather die than go to the hospital and have to explain, look, I have an explosive in my ass.
You're going like, listen, I don't want to alarm anyone. I have something explosive in my ass. Like, oh, that's a funny joke. You got diarrhea, sir? You're like, no, you understand. There's a mortar shell up my ass. I am literally a walking time bomb.
Yeah. Because what's the worst thing that can happen is you die, but you die as someone that was a victim of a terrorist attack. Because they'll be like, they blew him up. I don't know how they did it.
He somehow blew up ass first. Yeah. Perhaps he tried to deflect the bomb blast with his ass.
Yeah. Or imagine, since it's like an old bomb, if it doesn't kill you, it just really loosens your asshole.
But dude, that's courageous, but also dumb.
But they said
it could blow up at any moment.
Yeah, they said that he lost it in his rectum.
He lost it.
This guy's got a big asshole.
Yeah.
And he didn't lose it.
Sorry, it got stuck in his rectum. Sorry.
Yeah, he didn't lose it. He knew exactly where it was.
Yeah, because you're not like, it was in my asshole, is it?
Where did I put
on me somewhere.
Where did I put that mortar shell? Can it be? You think it's in my ass?
But imagine like it fully went into his ass and it has those like, you know how a shell, like it has those spikes at the end?
Those sexy spikes.
No, those spikes, that like the thing. Like,
the things. So, the wings?
Just, the wings. There you go. The wings, the flaps, whatever the fuck. And those are sharp, right? It's metal. Ugh.
Oh, that's very dangerous. Yeah. Look, I don't recommend. I know a lot of our fans like to get freaky. I don't recommend any of that shit, man. Don't put explosives up your anus. Also, don't murder suicide people. We should throw that out. I didn't think we needed to.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it now.
Now we gotta.
But goddamn, that's fucking painful, bro.
Yeah.
What else you got for us? Anything happy?
That was happy for that guy, though, for the first 7 minutes.
Yeah, and then I'm glad he survived.
Then he got scary.
Yeah, he's alive.
And then
and
it
recovering.
Got embarrassing. Yeah. So he's still alive now?
Yeah, he's alive and he's recovering properly.
Did he move? They say this man will move or should move?
100%.
You don't want to be the guy. You're like, hey, I'm here to pick up my my whatever. You say your name, they're like, I know you. You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, you don't want to be Explosivo.
Yeah, Explosivo, the pointy anus guy.
Yeah. Who is it? It's Anal Explosivo.
Somebody commented something so funny because you can comment on this website. No. Perhaps he was down at the pub and his mate said, it's your turn to get around in.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I guess, That's a good dad joke.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
He's expected to make a full recovery, so long as he does not trip and fall into any more artillery shells.
I like the added that.
Yeah, just added a joke.
What a dirty newspaper.
Yeah.
Let's make fun of it. The guy's already down, dude.
It is called, what's it called? It's called gloucestershirelive.co.uk. Okay.
It's probably a fake article.
I don't think it is, though, because I used to have a bit about people shoving stuff up their asses. And after every show, I'd have people that worked in hospitals that were like, you would not believe the shit that we pull out of people's rectums.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
And it shocks me to this day because at least in Montreal, the sex shops we have, they have all kinds of like brochures or whatever the fuck. If you want to put stuff up your ass, there's safe ways to do it. How are people still getting shit stuck up their fucking ass?
Yeah, no, apparently this is legit. It's happening. Like, there's a lot of articles written about it.
Oh, okay.
What I would do, like, because most of the people that get, they'll get something like this stuck up their ass, and something that, you know, is hard to get out, I just go to the pharmacy and buy X-Lax. And just, yeah.
I don't think it's shit out, because what if it's in and then it turns sideways a bit? Even with the pressure, it's not coming out.
I would make it come out. I would just shit and shit and shit and then eventually just die.
You would have to tell someone to stick something up your asshole.
Yeah. I'd be afraid that that thing
will get stuck.
Got stuck too.
Well, it's fucking crazy because...
how many things can get stuck up your ass at once? I don't get it.
Bro, when we did the podcast with Sonia, it's in French, but it's on there now. She says there's dudes... She basically sticks rods in their urethras.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. I've seen that on videos.
I panicked and I started screaming in the podcast. I was like, ah. And then she's like, yeah, the hole gets really big. What did she say? You could fist it.
Ah, Jesus, yeah. Fuck.
She's fisted dude's urethras.
I had that. That's why I stopped using Pornhub. Because Pornhub, I had videos like that recommended to me. Because I used to
I logged in with my account.
No, because I'd watch videos of chicks with big tits giving handjobs to dudes.
That's the and then, normal progression.
And then they started adding like one chick with big tits. And I'd be like, ugh. So whenever I'd go on, that'd take my, you know, plan of jerking off away.
That's torture. That's you show me a beheading. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's happened to me once, but I think it was in the hot videos of Canada.
Oh, maybe that's where I saw it.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. So it's not Pornhub calling me a freak. It's Pornhub calling Canada.
Yeah, basically.
So what you're saying is Canadians are a problem.
Jesus
Look,
Christ.
Canadians are the problem.
At that moment, yes.
Are you saying you have the final solution on Canadians, sir?
You know what that is?
We've been down this road before.
It's probably someone that was like super woke that was like, are you saying that only women can get fingered?
Yeah. That's fucked, bro.
Bro. And
I ruined my day by mentioning
that. But Sonia said she could fit a finger.
No, she said fist.
A hand.
A fist. How big is a dick? Like a dick.
She said you can.
Like, look
at she says you got to work your way up. Yeah, she said still, we have bigger fists than her. Yeah.
Yeah, but let's say she has a little fist. Let's say a little fist. Like, I have small hands. Yeah. I don't have big hands. But let's say her fist is this wide.
Homeboy's all whole.
So the hole is this wide. So the rest, you think it's just weirdos trying to stretch out their dicks?
Probably. I feel like vomiting.
You know how like...
I actually screamed. It was in the podcast. I didn't control it. I was like, I was freaking out.
Fuck. I wouldn't be able... I'd be like, my prostitution days are over. I started doing this. This was a respectful profession. And now it's just fucking weirdos.
Yeah. Jesus, well, I told her I can't. She's like, oh, but you don't know some people. I go, this is something I can't.
Yeah, I can't.
No, this is I'm super judgy.
No. This is insane shit, bro.
Yeah.
And the video I had landed on, I was like, at first, because I'm very naturally curious.
Did you landed on a video and it stayed stuck in your ass and then you had to go get it out? I landed on this video. Yeah.
Why is there a cell phone stuck up your ass? I landed on it. I was scrolling through videos. I landed on that one.
No. So what happened was, it was in the hot videos of Canada. I was
hot.
Like, what's this? This looks weird.
It was a girl with big tits, right?
Yeah. There was like a table and the guy was strapped to it or something.
I didn't click on it.
The guy was trapped?
I didn't click on it. Well, the thing is, I just saw a girl with big tits and then holding the guy's dick and then a thing. And I was like, okay, that's it.
But to me, it wasn't that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's vomiting.
So I got curious. My curiosity always gets the better of me because I'm a fucking idiot.
You think maybe this guy killed a hooker because she was trying to stab his dick?
Maybe. She was trying to fist him.
Oh, maybe she was trying to convince him.
I can't live with a broken dick.
I'm going to prod your penis with the metal rod.
Yeah, and then he's like, now I can't live because my dick's fucked up. She stabbed it. Killed myself, too.
But imagine to stick a fist. That means the pee hole has to stretch out to this size, bro.
Well, don't you remember our reaction when we did the podcast?
Yeah.
We both freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And like a vagina can stretch, even an asshole can stretch.
Yeah.
I don't think a urethra is made.
I don't think it's meant for that, bro. I think you got a fucked up dick.
Yeah.
Well, you fucked it up because you keep putting bigger and bigger stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's like an earlobe. For earrings, you slowly start prodding it.
You know who must freak out when that guy goes to get a STD test? Yeah. And they're like, look, we're going to have to stick a Q-tip in your dick hole. And he pulls his pants down. And they're like, God damn.
So I don't get it. Yeah.
We're going to have to stick Q-tip. Just give me a sponge.
You can stick a Q-tip. He's like, you can use a pipe if you want.
Yeah. You can.
Yeah. Get a straw. I don't give a fuck.
Jesus Christ.
That nurse is small. Send her in.
Send her in arm first.
Jesus Christ.
And I had watched, like, I watched a bit of the video. Bro, it was...
These guys just like pain, I guess.
Yeah, are you guess?
But they come like that.
But how could you come like that?
I don't know. And she was just... the worst part, the metal rod was like...
And metal? That's the worst part.
It was metal, but it was also kind of like... it would twirl, kind of like a screwdriver, kind of like a screw. So she would like... She would go like this.
Ah!
And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, I'm turning this off. I didn't jerk off that day.
you ruined my life. You watched it way longer
than you should have.
Yeah, no. I saw a thing going in a dick, and I was like, that's it. I'm
Poseidon saw a thing going in a dick and a twirly thing. He's like, this is horrible.
Let me see how that works.
I want to see where this is going, though.
Yeah, my curiosity always gets the better of me.
Yeah, well, you saw where it was going. Into his dick.
I understand, but yeah. I'm fucked up.
Do you think, like, it's surprising you haven't been convinced by a dude to suck his dick
because
of your curiosity. You're very curious.
He almost, not to that, but they tried to do it to him once.
What do you mean?
They were attempting to work you in slowly to seduce you.
Oh, maybe the whole situation.
They were grooming you.
He was actually being groomed once for a while, whole situation. Long period of time. Yeah.
But that didn't work out.
How long?
It didn't work out because I called it out. And then you start to see things. You're like, bro... I noticed because of what you told me tonight. Because for reason, you know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's true,
you're clearly being groomed to get fucked.
What were they doing? Like buying you drinks?
Drinks, drugs, calling him you're so big, you're so strong, you're so funny, for a while. Bringing him to these parties and sitting him in the VIP. They were grooming him for a bit.
The parties only got weird at the end.
And then
was the VIP section just dudes?
No, we were
and
never.
And telling him things
no.
when they were alone, like, would you make out with me? Shit, like, what?
Yeah. Well, I've said this on the show.
He was being groomed.
I blocked it out of my memory.
you did good.
Because all of the other stuff I've done, like I've bought you drinks. I've told you were big and strong.
I've stabbed your urethra.
No, but like, okay.
You're telling me you could have sucked my dick if I just bought you more drinks?
No, but like, okay, one of the guys said he likes, when he's banging a chick, he likes a dildo up his ass, and I thought that was kind of weird. I was like, that's kind of weird, bro.
Then I like to stop banging her.
and then he goes to me, he goes, you don't like that? I go, nah, bro, that's kind of fucking weird. Not even a finger. I'm like, nah, not even a finger, bro. Trust me,
he's
good.
Are you sure? Have you tried? Because me and my boy, we're boys.
Yeah, like that, you know? So I was like, nah, bro, that's kind of fucking weird. But it was all kind of like, I thought he was just like
teasing him,
joking, fucking around, you know what I mean? Like, that's how we also presented it. Like, I'm just messing with you, you know?
But a finger in your ass isn't gay, though.
Like, no, I know.
That's what they were telling
me. If it's a woman's finger. Like, if it's a chick's finger, there's nothing wrong.
But what they were trying to convince him is like, hey, you could bang that chick, but then I'll be fingering that chick to see.
Were they saying that?
No, not that far.
Not that far, but they were alluding.
Yeah, exactly, you know? And like, shit like that.
They were alluding to it, but when they were tipping in, he started to feel weird, but he just thought that they were goofy. Shove stuff up their ass. They're clearly straight. And then after a while, when they were asking him, like, wouldn't it be funny if we made out? Then he's like, oh, wait a second.
How did that come about?
He didn't ask me, wouldn't it be funny if we made out? He just.
He did it and then started laughing?
He was dropping me off home one day and then he.
went in for a kiss?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, bro, what the fuck? What the fuck are you doing? Like, I moved away.
So he leaned in for... How long have you known this guy?
Oh, years.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's why I didn't think. I thought I was just shooting this shit. Yeah. And he kind of leaned in. He goes, I'm joking. I'm like, yeah, that's not a joke, bro. Calm down.
When did he say it was a joke? Once you had pushed him away?
Yeah, no, I like back. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? They're like, what the fuck is this?
Did
like,
his lips touch?
I was like, bro. Fool me once. Won't get fooled again.
Did his lips touch your
lips? No. Not even close.
How close? Though? Probably was close. Pretty close.
You're in a car.
Because seriously, like you're driving and I lean in to like take my seatbelt off.
Like I was like kind of stepping out.
It's and close.
Like,
it's not your fault.
And then I turned around and I saw him kind of leaning in, and I was like, "Yo,
was
bro,
he,
what the fuck?"
Was he leaning in though to take his seatbelt off? Or
no, no, no. That was like that was like.
So how long, close was he? He was like this.
Like
close?
About like this far.
That's close.
That's very.
Yeah, that's close.
Close.
That's very close.
That's face to face.
That's for people that can't see it. That and yeah. If he's saying this, that means it's this.
Yeah, you're like 2 inches
like,
from
no. Your nose is touching.
No, 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 no. We didn't touch.
Did you smell your cock on his breath?
No.
No, okay.
When he went to kiss question. You, did you go, no, no, no.
He smelled his on yours. Eh?
When he went to kiss you, though, did you push him away this way or this way?
He started pushing his head down. He's like, if this is going to go down, it's going to go down my way.
You are not kissing me, sir. You're kissing him, though.
Yeah, you were
no, no, no. It's a joke. I'm joking. I was like, bro, what the fucking list is weird, bro. Like, it's back off,
back off.
It's like I'm joking.
So now you learn how women feel,
and then
and it's not a nice feeling.
It's not a nice feeling at all.
Did you see him again after that, or
I stopped talking to him for a bit because I was like, this was kind of weird.
But the I'm curious about that because you learn it's not a nice feeling. So now, ever since that happened.
Ever
consciously,
since that,
you're way less aggressive, right? Like you
not just consciously and subconsciously, I started becoming less aggressive with women,
but more aggressive with men.
They could take it.
No, but like another thing I started doing,
I make love to women, like fuck dudes. I had a guy tell me that once.
He told
me. Theater shit. Guy that he was an old gay man.
Yeah.
And I was doing a show and he was like he was directing the show or whatever. And then we're just having dinner and I ask him, I go, "You gay guys when?" And he goes, "What? I'm not gay." And I'm like, "No, you're clearly gay." And he's like, "No, he goes, "Look, yes, I do have sex with men." He goes,
I like how it starts there and you think it's going to end up to you not being gay.
But he goes, "I make love to women, but I fuck men because women, you can't fuck them hard. They're too fragile." So he was like, "But I like fucking men. I like fucking them in the face." And I was like, "This, do you realize that this sentence started with, I'm not gay, and it ended with, I love fucking men in the face?" That is so fucking violently gay.
Yeah.
Violently gay, like fucking a face. God damn.
But like,
that's aggressively gay.
But like one of the conscious things I did, like before that, I would, like if I was on a date with a chick and I kind of felt like the tension, like I'd try and go in for the kiss or whatever. But then, like, after that moment, like, I kind of started asking more, like, "Are you comfortable? You know, I kind of want to kiss you." Like,
you felt weird.
Exactly.
You knew what it was like to be an object.
Ladies, life lesson, life hack here.
Yeah.
If you feel like the guys you're going out with are a little aggressive, try to get an aggressive gay man to take them out.
Yeah, exactly.
A little taste of their own medicine. They learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's awkward, no?
Very awkward.
Because you feel.
Very awkward.
You feel
like an object.
I feel. Not.
You feel vulnerable.
I feel, no, the vulnerable, that's the word. I feel violated.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah, I feel violated, like my space and my bubble and just completely.
You know that chicks.
Disrespected.
You know that chicks have been saying that for years?
Yeah, I know.
And dudes have been saying, "Shut the fuck up, stupid."
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I know.
For years, like, "I didn't do anything. I just tried." But this is literally how they feel.
It took a closet homosexual weirdo
to open your eyes.
To open my eyes,
He's a fucking hero.
But it happened more subconsciously, the kind of like the switch in aggressivity.
But that's what happens because you got a taste of your own medicine.
Yeah. Exactly,
"Oh, you fuck, realize. That's a shitty feeling."
Yeah.
They're not exaggerating. It feels weird.
The text messages, like, and it was never really aggressive over text messages except for that one time.
When you said, "I'll kill you, whore."
No.
Yeah. I've sent the same one many times.
But like, because the text messages was kind of like, in my head, like joking around, but you know, it can be taken out of context.
All of your text messages, though, with women
are very questionable.
Before you were with your girl, have been, for real, you could have gone to prison for half of them.
Really?
Yeah, one of the funniest ones was she's like, "All right, I'll meet up with you this weekend." He's like, "I can't wait." What did he say? "To rip open your asshole." And then she's like,
I didn't say rip.
Yeah, you did.
Said, "No, I'm gonna stuff her asshole."
No,
yeah, but stuff asshole.
Yeah, it said rip it up. You said or something, and then like a wet paper, and then she replied. She goes, "I don't do that on the first date." And then you're like, "Oh, I'm just kidding anyway."
God damn. But for her, someone tells me I want to rip your asshole open like a paper, I wouldn't be like, not on the first date.
No, no, but the way she says she doesn't do that.
It was in French, though.
Yeah, okay. It was in French.
So the wording was different.
Well, then you never met up with her.
No, we never met up.
Yeah, she backed off.
Yeah,
after.
Of course. What was the wording in French?
Yeah, of course. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was terrifying. Yeah.
But we've spoken about this.
In the past.
Jesus Christ.
Because him, it was very like, because he likes rough sex, always says, right? But instead of. But the way he says it is like, I'm going to fucking crack your skull open with my cock.
Yeah, I don't say it like that.
Well, whatever, in French. You make it sound nicer.
Yeah, you make it sound
but it's still
romantic.
You're still basically saying, I'm going to crack your skull.
I'm going to punch your pussy with my dick.
Oh, like one time I said, I'm going to pound your cervix.
That was fine.
God damn. Jesus, fuck. Never say that to someone that you're eventually going to try to bang.
Yeah.
I'm going to pound your cervix. Who goes, oh, that sounds fun. Jesus Christ, that sounds painful.
Yeah, that's a little, the thing is, I wouldn't realize by text, right? But like in person, I was much more.
I'll put you in a sharpshooter.
In person, I was always much more tame.
Yeah, but on the text going there, they're very like.
Yeah, because I was trying to
what I'm going to do to you is illegal.
I said, well. No, no.
What?
In 48 states. No, I was trying to increase sexual tension, but the wrong way. Like over text.
He just you increased actual tension.
Yeah, yeah. And sexual tension the way rapists do.
Yeah. Look, my text game was not good.
Yeah. I'm going to choke you to death. I hope Gapes does a whole thing of Poseidon texting and just with these messages.
Yeah.
I'm going to choke you to death. Yeah. I'm going to make you watch while I murder your family. They're not even sex related. They're just scary. I can see you.
Yeah.
What? Like they're just they were aggressive, but he thought that
they were playful.
They were playful. Yeah.
But the worst part is there were at times that it had worked.
Yeah, no. The only time it worked is when I wrote the thing for you, but it was just very bad, but it wasn't rapey. Yeah. It was just very inappropriate. Yeah.
And it was with horse.
Yeah.
Right? It's like girls that are very easy.
Mm.
Yeah. Like any girl that you can get by saying, I'm going to pound your cervix, isn't that tough to convince.
You're right about that. Yeah. But
I'm going to choke you to death with my cock.
Even
if they agree to that before meeting you, they were going to agree to it no matter what.
But even like I became even way more tame in the text. And then I learned
I asked you to start taming it down. Yeah, because you have a public. I said you have a public figure, bro. Yeah. You don't want these things floating around.
Yeah. Also, I also started like.
Make us look bad, too.
Yeah.
Like when you do.
Yeah.
Well, it actually did happen once because when I had Ellen Boudreau come on the podcast, she showed me, she's like, look at this crazy chick. Some chick sent her a message. She's like, it's good exposure for you that you're going on that show. It's super great. It just sucks that they're known, something that he had said, they're known rapists or aggressors. I go, none of us are rapists or aggressors. Yeah. And then I looked over at him.
But I've never, I'm always very like
never
consensual.
Never been caught. Never, ever.
No. I'm always very consensual. Like,
no, but for a while you were always doing rape jokes that weren't even good rape jokes.
Yeah.
I was.
Like we'd start the podcast, we'd be like, hey, this man, Mike Ward, Pendels, and then you'd be like, I like to rape. And we'd be like, what? Why are you saying that?
I don't know. I was just fucking around with you guys, and I was making you guys laugh.
Yeah. You made us feel your sexual tension.
Yeah. It was weird because you'd be like, I'm not a necrophiliac. I raped her before I killed her. Like, it was just crazy shit. And me and Mike were always like, the fuck? But he was like, bro, it's edgy humor. Yeah. It's edgy humor.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was kind of my fault. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anywho, all this to say, it's a bad look for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But I've stopped.
Already we have fucking fans murdering people. So we don't need fucking employees doing the same.
We can't control our fans. We can't control our employees. I've never.
We've lost control of the ship. This is just fucking floating out in the ether at this point.
Oh, shit.
We can't do anything with you guys. You're all nuts.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
That is crazy that we've lost control of the ship. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're all a bunch of nutcases.
No, I've calmed down.
Yeah, you've calmed down a lot.
I've calmed down a lot. Also, a pandemic was rough on me. Not say to like blame on it, but like
to blame on it.
The fucking pandemic stopped
me from making women uncomfortable.
No. But the stress of it all. So I guess maybe like in some of those messages, some of my stress.
Do you think I'm pretty sure that's why you're nicer to women now because the government forced you to be 2 meters away from women for a while.
You're like, they seem more comfortable with
me. They're more comfortable with it. That I'm not fucking towering over them going, I will crush your vagina.
I'll punch you in the head while I fuck you. Is that supposed to be romantic? It is, right?
It is.
Like, sometimes he just wouldn't know. So he'd say something like, this is hot, right? And I'd be like, that's... Well, it sounds like you're a rape.
No, but it was like...
No, bro, you don't know.
But that was like a 2 out of 10 times.
No, no, 2 out of 10 times it would work.
2 out of 10 times is a lot, though. Yeah. It's 20% of the time.
No, no, no. 2 out of 10 times I would say stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's a lot. Imagine, 20% of your...
And then, it would work, I would say like...
Imagine if you knew a friend that 20% of what he said was super racist. He'd be your racist friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
even
right.
Even someone
right.
that says 2% of racist shit is your racist friend.
A lot.
But I thought because it's over text, it doesn't count.
So if it's written down and can be kept forever, that means it doesn't
count. I don't know. I'm retarded.
Your Honor, this shouldn't count. Why? Because it's written down.
I wrote it in a book.
Yeah.
Well, everyone knows books are fake.
Why would that not count? Because I can't even write. Barely can read, sir.
No, but it's like the PlayStation live chat. Like, you know, you don't take seriously what people say.
Like the
N-bombs. What are you saying on PlayStation chat?
A lot
chat?
Of N-bombs.
No. But we would say like the dumbest.
Why you say we?
Shit.
Why'd you bring me? I don't
know. No, not you. Not you. Like when I would play with
little kids that were scared. Yeah. My mom says I can't play with you anymore.
I'm gonna skull fuck that whore.
Not like when we play with the boys.
The literal boys.
No.
When I used to play with little boys. You might want to rephrase that, sir.
No, like we would play Warzone.
Yeah.
We're three friends and, you know, we'd shoot the shit.
Your hand is the war. Swear. My asshole's the zone. It's so crazy that he was doing aggressive shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a very short period of time. That was like a few months
ago.
No. Like it lasted like 2-3 months.
No, okay. That lasted a while. That was years. That was the guy you were for a couple of years.
Really?
How do you not know this? Yeah. The last time you did this was last December, a year ago.
It's true, eh?
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, you did this during the pandemic. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was you the whole pandemic.
Yeah, last December, you literally threatened to destroy some chick from the South Shore to rip out her asshole when you meet her.
Look, and when did this gay guy try to kiss you?
I love that. That was hilarious.
When did that gay guy try to kiss you? Like 3 years ago?
Yeah, about.
So it took you 2.5 years to learn your lesson. You're like, look, he tried to molest me, so two and a half years later.
I'm going
to
stop molesting his brother.
No, but like, because I thought, by text, I thought it doesn't sound as aggressive. They'll take it more as like.
Sound more aggressive than. Because you can go like, hey, I'm going to fuck you up the ass. And you're smiling and people be like, that's okay, that's just weird. But I'm going to fuck you in the ass. It's like, god damn.
Yeah, but I put ha ha after.
But it can be an evil laugh.
Yeah. I will fuck you in the anus.
Yeah, that you gotta type. You gotta write the MWAHAHH. Whatever. Mwahaha. Yeah, look at that.
Goddamn weirdo. I love you though.
Yeah.
You're the weirdo of our dreams.
Yeah.
Do you have any new stories that we had to cover?
Had?
No, right?
What do you mean?
Do we have anything left that we didn't cover?
Yeah, we have two, but they're not.
What is it?
That's meh.
Okay.
Italian man wears fake arm in crazy attempt to avoid getting COVID-19 jab.
I saw that. Yeah. That's fine.
So he went to the hospital with a fake arm so that they'd inject the fake arm?
Yeah, he put it like over his.
Here, I'll show you.
And he's like, put it in here. And the nurse is like, this isn't a real arm. He's like, I know, I'll work out.
What a dummy.
Dummy?
What a dummy.
It's pretty innovative. Oh, if I'm being honest, it's pretty innovative.
But you know what? Christ. Now it looks fake. But like you put it over you.
Yeah, it looks fake because it's not on anyone. But you put it over you. I'm surprised she caught him.
Look, it would only look...
Maybe it's because it was too hard. So she couldn't jab through.
Maybe.
No, huh? And when they jab you, they touch your skin. So she'd be like, this skin feels like shitty
cold,
plastic.
Like latex, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
What a dummy.
Yeah, look at this. Like, if I put it on, it would be super fake.
Yeah, because your belly's like, sticking out. I hope he was a black guy.
Wouldn't it be easier?
Sir, the skin tone's off.
This was in Italy.
I'm joking.
Wouldn't it be easier though, just to get like a fake, like a vaccine card?
It would have been easier to bribe her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
Hey, yeah. Hey, bada bada babe, right here I got the canola for you. You know, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Or get fake ID.
Yeah.
From someone that got vaccinated.
Yeah.
Instead of buying a fucking.
I admire the hustle.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the work he put into this.
But I don't respect it because it's just so stupid. It's just so dumb.
But he made my day.
Yeah.
What
a dumb. I wonder if it's just that, not even the abs.
I want to see what the guy looks like because that's probably what the costume is. If he's like super thin, that can work.
Yeah.
But if he's kind of chubby.
What's his name?
How the fuck should I know? Don't Google him. Scroll down.
It just says an Italian man.
Scroll down.
Italian man.
A 50-year-old. He was
Filippo Bua. Oh no, that Filippo Bua. That's the
scroll down, scroll down.
That's the employee.
Oh yeah.
Scroll down. There's nothing. Scroll down. I don't know why you're stopping. Those are letters. There's no picture.
The color of the arm made me suspicious.
I told you.
I hope the guy.
I told
black
you.
Guy.
I told you it wasn't the same color. Trust me, I know stupid people.
Yeah.
I grew up with the dumbest criminals you've ever heard of.
Okay, PM. Okay, no.
Keep scrolling. They don't have his fucking face.
Oh, bro, it would have been awesome.
What a dumb.
I like how they have an aerial shot, but.
Why didn't they write his name? If someone does something that stupid, they deserve to have their name in the paper.
Yeah they deserve a medal.
Because calling him Italian man.
It could have been Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
Could have been Guido.
Could have been Guido. Probably was Guido.
Definitely a Guido idea. Guido was forcibly jabbed because he was in the loony bin when they first started doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In the loony bin, you have no choice.
Yeah.
They decide for you. Which is fucking crazy in this day and age.
But it's a loony bin.
It's a loony bin, though. There's that.
Imagine what else they jab them with.
It is crazy that in the loony bin, the first time they let him out to do a 2-drink minimum because the guy was a podcast fan.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, go do that shit. Yeah. It's crazy. Some of our fans are killing hookers. Other ones are legitimate members of society. They're fucking doctors. They're orderlies.
Yeah.
Bus drivers. We have a wide range of fans.
Yeah, our spectrum wide is net. Very... Yeah.
And if they're wide enough to be bilingual, did you know that this summer, July 22nd, Mike Ward Suzukut is live at the Bell Center? Did you know this, Mike?
I did know that.
Already over 18,000 tickets sold, so you better have received the memo.
Sold a shit ton of tickets.
There's still about 2,000 or 3,000 tickets left. You can lock in some tickets right now. Head over to CentreBrag.com. Links are already in the description. You can already see the stuff floating around here telling you what to do. And if you like Suzukut, be sure to join the Patreon. Patreon.com/Suzukut. That's where you get all the back catalog of episodes. That's where you get episodes live. That's also where the first announcements go for the live shows to get tickets to actually watch shows live here at the Bordel. It's only on Patreon and they sell out in about a minute. So check that out. MikeWard.ca is the website. That's where you can get Mike Ward's tour dates right now. Mike Ward Noir is touring all around Quebec. We're going up north to the wall soon.
Yep.
So we got all kinds of shit happening. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantelis to join me on Patreon. I got a lot of podcasts. One of them is In Bed with Poseidon.
Yay.
The intellectuals live there. Poseidon, who you can catch online at ThePoseidon69, Twitter and Instagram, and twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69.
Thank you, guys, and go fuck yourself.
Thank you, guys, and go fuck yourselves.
5-Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.